This is The Indicator from Planet Money. I'm Patty Hirsch.
And I'm Stacey Vanek Smith. And we're here today to talk about municipalities.
Municipalities.
Yes.
hang on a second. That's a lot.
Hang on to your hats, everybody.
That is like six syllables, you know? That's a lot.
It is a lot of syllables. And fittingly, a lot of organizations fall under the definition of municipality. It is a term used to describe towns or cities or states, but it can also refer to school districts, government departments, even hospitals and universities.
And municipalities, one thing they all have in common is that they get sued.
This is America.
They get sued all the time. Parents sue school boards, patients sue hospitals, companies sue cities. And sometimes, just like in real life, the municipality wins and sometimes it loses. It's just the way it goes.
And usually when a municipality loses a case and has to pay damages or a settlement of some kind, it will dip into its reserves. Money that it's raised in taxes or some other way but hasn't spent. A rainy day fund, if you will.
A piggy bank.
Yes.
Yes. But what's been happening a lot more often is that municipalities haven't been raiding the piggy bank, but have instead been going to the bond market. Specifically, the municipal bond market, and very specifically, to raise money to pay for these judgments.
Judgment bonds.
Judgment bonds.
Judgment bonds.
That is what some people are calling them, and not necessarily in a good way. So today on The Indicator, judgment bonds. Why they could be a problem for the people that buy them and the cities and states that sell them.
Support for this podcast and the following message come from Season 2 of Choiceology, an original podcast from Charles Schwab. Hosted by Katie Milkman, Choiceology reveals the hidden psychological forces that can lead people to make expensive mistakes. Listen at schwab.com/podcast. Support also comes from PayPal. When it comes to growing your business, PayPal is your payments partner. Sign up for free and open up your doors to over 250 million active account holders. Visit paypal.com/growth to set up a business account now.
Today's indicator is $1.6 billion. That is the amount of money that municipalities in the U.S. raised through the bond market in the first 6 months of this year to pay for legal judgments that they lost. And that is more than double the amount raised for that purpose in the whole of last year.
And this is a problem, according to Marilyn Cohen. She is the CEO of Envision Capital Management, a money management firm in Los Angeles. She invests money in the bond market for her clients, and she wrote an opinion piece in Forbes magazine recently warning about the dangers of municipalities raising money to pay judgments in the bond market.
Now, she's worried about the increasing willingness of municipalities to raise money for judgments this way, instead of going to the piggy bank, going to the bond market. But she's particularly incensed by the way that some organizations are doing it. Instead of being upfront and calling it a judgment bond, some municipalities are disguising their intent, right? They're being sneaky and issuing so-called general obligation bonds instead. So I asked Marilyn to explain what those are.
General obligation bonds are issued by states, cities, and counties, and historically they have been used for infrastructure, roads, tollways, running business as usual. And for decades since they were invented, general obligation bonds were the safest and the highest on the pecking order.
And they're really a way of the municipality borrowing money from the public in order to fund things like roads and schools and bridges and that kind of thing.
That is correct. Those bonds are federal tax exempt and state tax exempt if you're in a state like New York that issues bonds or California that issues bonds. So you get totally state and federal tax exemption.
So that tax exemption makes them super popular with investors.
Well, especially high net worth individual investors, and especially now based under the new tax laws.
So tell me now about judgment bonds.
Visualize watching TV and seeing that two people have been put in prison or jail for 18 years on murders that they found out they didn't commit. And here these people have had a life sentence and all of a sudden a reprieve. You can bet your bottom dollar that there will be litigation and somebody's got to pay. And it's usually either the city or the state or the county. And those payments are huge. So how are they going to pay these judgments? Certainly not out of their general revenues. Many, many times they go ahead and issue bonds in order to offload the liability, pay the harmed individual or the harmed entity, and then they're going to make interest payments and principal payments, sometimes for 20 or 30 years on them.
So essentially, they're borrowing from the public in order to pay off these judgments.
That is correct. And some of the judgments are small, $3 million, $5 million, and some of them are ginormous.
Okay, but what's the problem with that? I mean, the city needs to pay for judgments, so why not raise the money through the bond market?
Well, I think why not is because cities and the states and the counties in the United States already have enough financial problems.
Right. I saw that there was a report in Bloomberg saying that municipalities have so far in 2018 raised $1.6 billion to pay for legal judgments. That's up from $826 million in 2017 and $281 million in 2016. So that's a huge jump.
Exactly. And these types of incidences are only increasing, and so are the payouts.
But if municipalities are issuing bonds that are actually called judgment bonds, at least you know what you're getting, right? But you're
right.
Making the point that some municipalities are raising money to pay for judgment using general obligation bonds.
Yes.
What's the problem with that?
Well, specifically, Dallas, Texas had litigation going on regarding back pay for police and firemen. They had to write up a very large majority of this money is going to be paying past settlement agreement for the police and firemen. So that was a judgment against them that they issued a blanket general obligation bond. They disclosed it. It was all legal, but sneaky, disclosed it in the official statement saying a good portion of this is going to go to pay for these settlements. Mm. And to me, that's sneaky. It's legal, but it's unconscionable. Because most individual investors, they don't read the official statements. They do not take the time to read the fine print. Or they buy the bonds as a new issue, and then they finally get the official statement, you know, 3 or 4 weeks later.
Okay. Now, you manage other people's money for them.
But correct.
If you're an individual bond investor who's looking at attractively priced municipality general obligation bonds, how can you tell whether or not you're going to be buying something that's the money from which is going to go to judgments?
Well, you have to do some homework.
Okay.
You have to, number one, compare and contrast yields. What is the yield of a Dallas general obligation bond versus a Houston general obligation bond? Is one yielding a lot more than the other? If the answer is no, and you're diligent and you're a good student, then you have to read the official statement.
Whereabouts in the statement would you find the detail about it, about where the money is actually going to go to?
Sources and uses of money, mm-hmm. and litigation. You look at the table of contents, and then you just, sometimes you have to go through 35 pages, sometimes you have to go through 135 pages, depending upon how they want to bury it.
Okay. Now, if you're this individual investor and you see that, here's a really nicely priced judgment obligation bonds, what would your advice be to that person?
Run. Don't walk. Run away.
For the hills.
There's no reason, because at this juncture now, their yields are not commensurate to the risk that you're taking. Mm-hmm. I would rather have an airport revenue bond or a water and sewer bond in which it's an essential service no matter what happens. Judgment payments are not essential.
So what are the repercussions for municipalities who raise money from the bond market to pay for court settlements?
The biggest repercussion is the fact that they are bloating their balance sheets. They are taking on more debt, which means that they have to include in their projections the revenues to pay for that debt service.
Right. And of course, then there are consequences for the municipality beyond that in terms of their ratings are going to be threatened. It's going to decrease their ability to borrow.
And lower ratings mean that they'll have to pay more interest on new bonds that come out. So there are grave consequences.
Somebody I read mentioned that this was akin to paying your mortgage with a credit card in order to keep cash in your savings account.
That's correct.
But people do that all the time.
They do. But they're not talking about hundreds of millions of dollars.
Right.
And they're not talking about hundreds of millions of other people's dollars. Mm-hmm. They're talking about their own dollars. And just because they do it doesn't mean it's right. It means that they're digging themselves into a hole also.
More debt. More expensive debt. More long-term debt that erodes a municipality's ability to manage its costs over time and makes a bankruptcy so much more likely. And municipalities do go bankrupt. A lot. Wow, that's a really sunny thought. Marilyn Cohen, thank you very much for joining me.
My pleasure.